We are going to continue part two of my sermon series.
今天我们继续上一次的那个延续的来讲道。
And it's called RCCA, We Are All Ministers.
我的题目是 RCCA 磐石教会，我们都是为神做工的人。
So please turn to your neighbors and shake their hands and tell them you are a minister.
请跟你的邻居说你就是为神做工的人。
Okay, and one last time, let's shout it out together. RCCA, we are all...
让我们一起来。
Perfect. Wonderful. 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 We will do the communion shortly after the sermon.
在讲到以后我们来做圣餐。我们来领圣餐仪式。
The next announcement is could Harris raise his hand? Harris?
石航请你举手。
Do you know this man?
Of course.
Harris is going to be the captain of the basketball team for RCCA. We'll be playing at ACC next week. Harris, we got, I think, two teams? Okay, if you have time next Saturday, love for some of you to go and encourage. The key word for today is encouragement. So please go and encourage the Masters Division. And Billy, I think you're the captain of the youth team. Love to have you guys support everybody. Okay?
我们将和 ACC 举行篮球比赛，所以石航将是篮球比赛的队长，请大家下星期有空跟他报名。而青少年请跟 Billy 报名。
Perfect. About 3 weeks ago, we were trying to figure something special to do for Grayson's third birthday.
三周以前，我在想给我儿子三岁的生日，我们想给他做什么生日好呢？
So I told him one morning.That we would take him to Disneyland.
So, 有一天我跟我儿子 Grayson 说，我带你去迪士尼。
This was his expression.
他当时听见就这样的表情。
He was very happy.
非常的快乐，很高兴。
And so, Lorena and I started to plan a very last-minute trip. We were going to take some time alone just to think and pray, but we incorporated a vacation into it. So, together, it was a good time of encouragement.
所以我们夫妻两个人来计划这件事情，这件事情给了我们全家很多的鼓励。
So I asked people like Yongan, and I asked people that traveled, and put together, this was our epic road trip of 4,442 miles.
所以我们一起4,442英里，我们一起做了这样一个旅行计划。
And it was exactly 4,442 miles. If I just drove around the block two more times, I would have had 4,4,4,4,4.
所以我这个是接近4,442英里。
So I'd like to share a few photos of our trip. This was the first day one. Usually by day one, people are getting a little tired and cranky, but Grayson was quite happy. He was quite happy to spend a lot of time with mom and with dad.
我来分享一下我们旅途照片，这是第一天。
He was happy because we told him we were going to go in search of dinosaurs.
毫无疲倦，我告诉他我们要去寻找恐龙。
I guess. I was getting, after we said we were looking for dinosaurs, I was like realizing, dinosaurs have been missing for many years, right? So what if we don't find any? And fortunately on the trip, we found these statues in New Mexico.
太好了，我们在新墨西哥州找到这些恐龙的雕像。
This is one of my favorite photos of the whole trip. This was taken in, and so along the way, people were texting and asking if we were driving okay. Coleman told me, you should go check out this place in New Mexico, and we found this place called White Sands.
这是在新墨西哥州的白沙公园。
And then I believe Olivia's family had just come back from, I think, West Texas. So we were reading her email. She said to turn off here and to visit here and look at the stars here. So thank you to Olivia and her parents for going on the road trip before us.
所以我们教会有人刚去过那里，所以谢谢你们的攻略，我们获益匪浅。
I got a hole in one when I played golf on this trip. I got it in the Grand Canyon.
我在大峡谷打高尔夫球。
There is a real ball right there.
这是一个真正的球。
We enjoyed swimming. Grayson really is starting to enjoy water now.
我们路上也去游泳池。
One of my favorite pastimes along with Albert and his family is racing. And I got to meet some of my friends in San Jose. We got to do some racing. This particular car is the same as Albert's car. So we got to do some... Slow and controlled driving.
就是我们用赛车，我们在赛车里。
So we did it 2 days of racing, and that was a lot of fun. Grayson was so excited on the day we finally went to Disneyland. He couldn't contain himself. He kept on like pulling his hat up and down.
Grayson 在迪士尼非常的兴奋。
And he was just tall enough to ride his favorite ride, Radiator Springs Racers.
Yeah, 他身高正好可以坐这样一个 ride.
To be honest, this probably was not his favorite ride. He actually was quite terrified, but it was actually it was my dream to go on this ride. So
小孩很害怕，但是我还是让他坐，因为这是我喜欢的一个 ride.
I encouraged him to ride it. Lorena was discouraging me in my ambition, but in the end, we kind of met halfway. Basically, it was a 2.5 hour lineup.
2.5个小时的等待，我们终于坐上了这样一个 ride.
Grayson slept the whole way through almost the lineup, and he basically woke up as we were putting the seatbelt on him to go on the ride.
Yeah, 我的儿子在排队的时候一直在睡觉。
Can you imagine waking up and then you're on a roller coaster? For lunch, we got him a Mickey Mouse ice cream sandwich, but he didn't know what to do.
午餐，米老鼠的冰淇淋午餐。
He was like, I have to eat Mickey.
我要把米奇鼠吃掉吗？
Well, needless to say, it was a very good time. We intended to stay one day, and then it turned into 2 days. We rode the Ferris wheel.
所以一天的假期变成了两天，我们还坐了摩天轮。
And then I think a really special part of the trip was we got to go to San Francisco where I was born.
旧金山是我出生的地方，我们也去了那里。
And by this part of the trip, it was raining, but we were really excited. We got to spend his actual birthday with his great-grandmother,some cousins, my sister, and some uncles and aunts.
在旧金山，他在那里过了他的三岁生日，跟他的曾祖母在一起，还有一些其他的亲戚。
And it was just a really good birthday, and that was last Sunday.
上个星期天，是一个非常好的生日。
So I have two photos that really stand out to me from the trip, from the past 2 weeks. One would be this photo. I love this photo, and we want to frame this and put this up.
这是一张我最喜欢的照片之一。
And then this photo yesterday. I want to thank Sister Wei, Elder Mei Sang, and Pastor Tsong for coming out yesterday. We had a great time yesterday.
昨天他们在一起去打了那个。
Everyone was very brave, trying something that I love. Just give them a round of applause. We had a great pastoral staff meeting. We went to Top Golf, had a fantastic time. So thank you everyone for coming out.
我们教会开会，他们一边打高尔夫球一边开会。
So.I begin the sermon with these photos with this in mind. As many of you looked at these photos, you might have had a sweet memory of your own vacations.
希望我的照片能够唤起你对你美好的度假的回忆。
Or perhaps regret, because time does go by very fast.
或者甚至你自己的度假也有些遗憾。
But I want everyone to know that as the church has evolved over 2,000 years,that God has continually used the same thing over and over again to keep this community together. It's the idea of a family.
所以这是一个家庭的概念。
I want each and every one of you to know that there's a place for you in this family that we call RCCA.
我想提醒大家，我们这个磐石教会就像家庭一样，
that we need you as part of this family.
我们也需要你成为我们这个家庭中的一员。
And so today, upstairs and downstairs, Chinese and English, I want to start by saying the sermon today is called, We Are All Spiritual Fathers and Mothers to the Next Generation.
所以我今天的这个题目重点是我们都是属灵的父母，对我们都是我们第二代的属灵的父母。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
让我们来祷告。
God, we have worshipped you and said that we need you.
神啊，我们向你赞美，我们说我们需要你。
So we ask for your blessing on this time together as we listen to your word.
我们需要你的祝福，而我们也要听你的声音。
I pray you'd speak to our hearts.
我祷告让你来对我的心灵说话。
You would touch our hearts.
你来感动我的心灵。
As we work together further in this year, I pray that you continue to bring unity to us.
你给我们带来团结和和平。
In Jesus' name we pray.
以主耶稣的名义祷告。Amen.
Let's open our text to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2.
我们来看帖撒罗尼迦第二章。
I'll be focusing on just 2 verses today, but to give greater context, we're going to read 6.
今天我们主要是重点是两节经文，但是为了看到上下文，所以我们一共念六节经文。
I'd like to ask Sister Lei to read the first slide, and then we'll read the second slide in English. So, Sister Lei, if you could read off in Chinese.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲濡养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Thank you. And then let's read together the next slide in English as the Chinese follow along in the writing here, okay? Verse 9. Surely you remember, brothers and sisters, our toil and hardship. We work night and day in order not to be a burden to anyone while we preach the gospel of God to you. You are witnesses, and so is God, of how holy, righteous, and blameless we were among you who believed. Now, these next two verses are going to be our key verses. So I'm going to ask Sister Lei to read it first in Chinese, verse 11 and 12, and then we'll read all together in English, okay?
11、12章，我们先念中文，然后英文再重复一遍。就是一节，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。英文。
Let's read together in English, and we're going to read this a little slower, okay? Verse 11. For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging you to live lives worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory. Amen.
Amen.
Please say it to your neighbor one more time. We are all ministers.
我们再跟邻居说一遍，我们都是为神做工的人。
Say it to your left, your right, front, behind. We are all ministers.
前后左右，前后左右，我们都是为神做工的人。
So as a very quick one-minute summary of the sermon from 2 months ago, isn't it encouraging to know that Jesus, that God, the head of the church, has given us exactly the right gifts to all churches around the world, to RCCA, for what is necessary to be accomplished in this city?
作为一个简单的上次回顾，就是，我们真的是感到非常受鼓励，因为耶稣基督给我们所有的教会，都是，都给了我们足够的天赋，让我们能够来完成这样一个教会的使命。
So the basic 2 points from last sermon was ministry belongs to everybody. And then part two is it is God's intention that every member of the congregation does the work. And as everyone does their part, the church is built up in unity, in love, in size, and in strength.
回顾上次两个重点，重点一就是我们每个人都在为神做工，重点二就是神是说我们每一个人的参与都对教会的成功有着非常重要的关系。
And so we closed off the sermon was the most important thing we want to emphasize is that the minister is a servant.
所以上次我们做结论说，凡是为神做工的人是一个仆人。
And that the minister is not like an earthly career which we try to attain more and more and be at the top. That is to be the boss. The paradox of leadership in Christianity is that the leader is not the boss, but much, much more like a servant.
所以为神做工呢，这跟世俗上的工作恰恰相反。你不是在一个社会阶梯上爬到最高，而是相反，你是要做一个仆人。
And so as Paul opens up First Thessalonians and Second Thessalonians, he commends the church in Thessalonica about their faith.
所以使徒保罗是在他的书信里面来鼓励帖撒罗尼迦教会的人，他们有这样的一个信心和这样的一个这样一个心态来做为神做工。
And so today we're going to look at just two verses of Scripture.
所以今天我们是重点看两节经文。
And these two verses describe what kind of leader the Apostle Paul was.
所以这两节经文正好来描写了使徒保罗是怎样的一个人。
I'm going to read together for you verse 11 and 12 one more time.
就是十一节和十二节，我再来读一遍。
For you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们。
Encouraging,
安慰你们,
comforting,
嘱咐你们个人,
and urging you to live lives worthy of God,
好像父亲带自己的儿女一样,
who calls you into his kingdom and glory,
要叫你们行事配得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
In these verses, Paul reveals for us three characteristics of a good minister, a leader: encouragement, comforting, urging you to live lives worthy for God.
在这两句简单的经文里面，使徒保罗给我们展示了做好的神的仆人的三个特性，一个就是劝勉，一个是安慰，一个是嘱咐人过得神荣耀的神。
I'm going to lead in with the thing called the corollary, which is the proposition that follows from something that has already been proven.
现在我们来看看这个两节经文的推论。
Okay, the first thing was say it together to me. Each person here is a minister, right?
第一个推论就是每个人都是一个为神做工的工
人。Okay, and we can establish that from the last sermon.From 1 Thessalonians and also 1 Peter.
这是从上一节的讲道做的一个推论。
Here's the corollary for today. Pope John II said a very profound statement. The most important church is the one that the father and the mother are the ministers of, the family.
而这今天的这个推论呢是教皇保罗二世说的，这是一个非常深奥的一个总结，就是说在今天的教会里面我们要像为父为母一样来为这个家庭做工。
So that every person that is a believer is a minister, and I want to say that every person that's part of a church, this church family has a position of a spiritual father or a spiritual mother. I'm going to add this, no matter how old you are.
所以在这个教会里面，只要你是这个教会的会员，你就是不管你的年龄大小，你都是某人的属灵上的父母。
Let's begin with the obvious one, which is downstairs.
我们先来看楼下的这些会众。
We call it downstairs or the Chinese congregation.
就是说中文的这些。
Raise your hand if you are a parent.
如果你是父母的话，请你举手。
Well, may you raise your hand, and you could be, it could combine both, like Deacon Eric and Elder May saying, if you're a grandparent as well.
如果你是祖父祖母，也请你举手。父母也请你举手。
Okay, and I want everyone that's downstairs now to raise their hands. Everybody.
每个人在楼下聚会的人。
Sister Wade, I know you're not married. Raise your hand.
哪怕你没有结婚，没有小孩，也请你举手。只要你在楼下聚会。
Okay, put your hands down. We.
请把手放下。
We would agree that we are a church family, right, Sister Wade?We are a church family.
所以我们都承认我们都是教会的这个教会都是大家庭成员的一
员。You're perhaps a bit more mature. You have a lot more wisdom to offer us upstairs.
你可能比我们楼上的青少年更加成熟，有更可以给我们更多的智慧的指导。
Each of you here downstairs in the Chinese congregation is not only a minister, but a spiritual father and a mother to those of us upstairs in the English congregation.
每个在楼下的人，你们都比我们在楼上的人成熟一点。
Say it together with me again. RCCA, each of us is a... And RCCA, this is today. Each of us will become a spiritual father and mother together to the next generation. So, upstairs, English congregation.
楼上的青少年聚会。
That means you too.
你也是有这样的情况。
To the Awana kids.
你可能是对 Awana 的小朋友们是一个属灵的父亲或者母亲。
Right, to those who are new to the church, we have a lot of new people in the past couple weeks.
还有一些新的教会的朋友。
Youth, I need you to be spiritual parents to this guy.
青少年，我希望你们成为这个人的属灵的父母。
I do. I need you to. You are growing up to be spiritual fathers and mothers already.
你们已经在渐渐的成为某些人的属灵上的父母了。
Verse 11, for you know that we dealt with each of you as a father deals with his own children, encouraging, comforting, and urging. In these two verses, Paul reveals the three characteristics we said of a good minister and a good, I'm going to say this, parent.
所以在十一节上，保罗罗列出的三个特性就是劝勉、安慰和嘱咐。这样三个特性实际上不仅仅是说一个教会的领袖，而其实也是在来用来描写作为一个好的父母的特性。
Parents, is this a true statement? Parenting is not easy.
做父母真是不是一件容易的事情啊。
True or false?
对还是错？
Kids, true or false?
小朋友们，
Being a kid is not easy. True or false?
做小孩容易吗？
So far, the parents are more united than the kids, so we need to learn from the parents.
所以现在父母更加有统一的意见。
Parenting isn't easy. There is so much going on, so many things to do. There's laundry.
做父母真不容易，你们要洗衣服。
In our house, we don't even fold laundry. We just have two piles of laundry: the dirty laundry, the clean laundry, and then we just go and grab something from the clean pile and then we put it on.
在我们家，我们根本就不只洗衣服，不叠衣服，两堆衣服，我们要穿的时候就从干净的地方拿。
There is soccer practice. There is baseball practice. There is marching band.
各种体育活动和音乐活动。
There's fundraising. There's a pancake fundraising thing we went to a couple weeks ago.
还有各种社会活动。
And so for parents, we just feel like sometimes we just get run over. After we go to work, we work 8, 10, 12 hour days, and we come home and there's still more work.
所以父母白天要去上班，回来有更多的工作在等着我们。
What I hope to do today is to ignite a spark in parents that will motivate us to do just a little better job.
我今天希望点燃父母心中的一个火花，让大家能够做稍微一点更加好的工作。
Perhaps like on our road trip, our tires need to be aligned. Maybe just realign a little more to be a bit more focused.
让父母们让我们每天的工作重心跟圣经更加能够符合圣经的教导。
Especially as the youth move into their final 2 months of school.
特别是我们的青少年，这是这一学期最后两个月的上学的时
间。I want all of you, your summer together, to be better than ever.
我希望今年的夏天能够比以往任何的夏天都好。
I've only been a parent for 36 months.
我成为一个父母只有36个月的简历。
And although it's not always easy, I know that for Lorena and I, it will be one of the most important, the most fulfilling things that we get to do in life.
虽然不容易，但是我跟我的妻子都认为这是我们人生到现至今为止最最重要、最最让我们获得满足的一个经验。
So here's what we're going to do. I want to look at the biblical objective of parenting.
我们来看看做父母的属灵的意义。
And then Lorena, I've been watching a show called The Prophet, where it's about people, product, process.And what I want to do is then look at some sort of process that we need to employ in order to achieve that objective.
让我们来看看这个过程，让我们来放大这个过程，以便来更好的获得这个目标，达到这个目标。
So two questions I want to answer by the end of the day. What is the chief objective of parenting?
所以我两个问题，第一个是做父母是最主要的目标是什么？
And why is it important to know what the objective is?
为什么知道目标很重要？
And as I've written there, so we don't get distracted with our own success, with unimportant things in life. I know too many parents that take parenting for granted.
这个对第二小点的注册呢，就是我们之所以需要知道目标，就是为了我们不被其他的事情去吸引，做了不重要的事情。
The objective, the target, the goal of parenting, of all parenting, but especially of Christian parenting, is found in verse 12 of our text.That they may live lives worthy of God.
做父母的目标，圣经就是说，是要让我们的子女，获得神国的荣耀。
Grayson is like your children, a gift from God.
Grayson, 我的儿子也是从神来的礼物。
He's only simply on loan to me for a few years.
他只是神借给我的，给我几年让我管的。
These few years, we have the privilege and the responsibility of bringing them up and becoming healthy, functioning adults who love other people and who love God.
这几年我们深表荣幸的是，就是我们有特殊的这几年能够来照顾他，给他一个健康的生活，让他培养他成长成人，从而荣耀神。
It's been like this since Israelites. Deuteronomy chapter 6, 4, 6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, or in our case, when you drive along the road, when you lie down and when you get up.
这个就是生命记里面六章四到六节，就描述了一个怎样做父母的一个心态。
Ephesians chapter 6 verse 4, beautiful passage. And now a word to you parents. Don't keep on scolding and nagging your children, making them angry and resentful. Rather, bring them up with loving discipline the Lord himself approves, with suggestions and godly advice.
同时在以弗所书六章四节也跟我们指出说，你们做父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒来养育他们。
You know, I have 14 cousins.
我有14个堂兄妹。
And that's just on one side of my family.
这只是在我一边父亲或者母亲的一边。
And I'm the oldest of all 14.
我是十四个人中的老大。
And you know, just during this family reunion, as we do, I'm just going to be very transparent with everybody. You know, we talk about how everyone's doing.
每次我们家庭聚会的时候，我们都能够打开自己的心扉跟大家交流。
And because Lorena and I are kind of in the older group of the cousins, you know, we get to talk to our aunts and uncles, and we also get to talk to the cousins.
因为我们是十四个人里面比较大的，所以我们既可以跟我们的长辈聊天，也可以跟十四个兄弟姐妹聊天。
I mean, parenting is it's a balance beam.
所以做父母的就像一个平衡木。
If you're too strong in disciplining, you crush a child.
如果你太严格了，你可能把一个孩子都给挤碎了。
And there are so many temptations that will relieve us from too strong a pressure.
有太多的诱惑在那里给我们做父母的很大的一个困难吧。
You know, like I said, to be very transparent, I have 14 cousins. When some uncles and aunts have been too strong, sometimes they turn to things that are very damaging to their life.
所以我有十四个，从我十四个堂兄弟的这个生活经验来看，当他们的父母太严格的时候，他们就可能会做一些更加出格的事情。
Now on the other side, if you're too weak with a child and you don't pay them enough attention, or you try to give them allowance to keep them busy, then you create entitlement.
另一方面，你如果对你的子女太松的话，那你可能就是会给他们很多钱，让他们去做自己随便愿意做的事情。那你这样可能会造成你的孩子，比较溺爱或者无法无天。
And everyone knows this. Nothing bothers me more than an entitled child.
而我呢是非常不喜欢一个溺爱的，没有边界的小孩的。
Okay, so it's a balance beam.
所以这是一个平衡木。
But our primary purpose in parenting has to do with the children's relationship first with God.
但是我们父母呢，应该先把我们和神的关系放在我们和小孩的关系之前。
Here's one good and practical reason for this.
这是理由在这里。
If we get our children right with God, then typically everything else will fall into place.
如果我们把小孩带到神的面前，那剩余的所有的事情都会自然而然地发生在一个非常好的一个情况下。
If we can get our children to seek God or to at least engage with Him, then all the other things that they need in life will be addressed by this.
如果我们能够带领我们的小孩认识神，那这个小孩剩余的生活中的其他的事情都会由神来帮助他完成。
And the Apostle Paul says here in verse 12, when our children live lives worthy of God,Our children then get to be partakers. They get to be participators. They get to be sharers in God's kingdom, get this, and in God's church, which is like RCCA, and the family.
就像使徒保罗所说的，当一个孩子活出神的荣耀，当他就会成为教会的一个非常主动的参与者。
And it leads to this. Remember I said to you, 90% of people that still stay in faith after high school is because of one thing.Service.
90%的小孩他离开教会以后他长大自己去大学以后还能够是一个非常好的基督徒，那就是因为他服侍。
It's not just serving in a formal way, it's just serving because it demonstrates generosity. It demonstrates that you're selfless. It means that you're helping people. That usually means that you're going to be a good person, and that usually means that you're going to continue to help a community.
所以当一个孩子他离开家自己过生活以后，他如果继续能够在教会里服侍，他能够就是继续帮助别人，对自己的成长很有帮助。
Now this is a good reason for keeping this as our objective in raising our kids, but there's also one other benefit of living a life worthy of God.
活出得神荣耀的生活还有另外一个非常好的好处。
It's to look at an example that actually is a very good example.
我们来看看一个很好的例子。
You know, if you're worried about your child's security, their self-confidence, their low self-esteem, all these different things, maybe we should look at one person who has, without any doubt, lived a life worthy of God.
谁毫无疑问地活出了神国的荣耀？这个问题是我们想要问的。
It's Jesus.
耶稣基督。
I want you to consider this. Being like Jesus, who lived a life worthy of God, it does wonders for your self-image. He had a rock-solid self-image.Follow along with me here. Matthew chapter 16, he was secure in his identity. Matthew chapter 3, he knew he was loved by his father. Matthew chapter 26, his positive sense of self allowed him to withstand criticism. Mark chapter 2, his positive sense of self allowed him to relate to those less fortunate, rather than building his own image by relating only to the rich and the powerful. I'll take a break there.
耶稣基督他正是因为他活出一个神国的荣耀了，所以他有非常强的自信心，他能够认识他自己是谁，他能够不被这个社会所迷掉了眼睛，他能够在最艰难的时候知道自己应该做的事情。
Please join me as we continue in the middle section here. Read together with me in Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音28章18节。
Let's read together. He felt confident and equipped by his father to do what he needed to do.He could love others because he was secure in the love of his father. His relationship with his father gave him purpose in life. He knew he belonged to the father. And then lastly, he was affirmed by his father.
所以马太福音26章或者2章还有这些Luke 二章，这些都是耶稣基督作为神的儿子，他是怎样的一个有自己自信心的，或者是有自己一个很强的自我感觉的一个成功的一个青少年或者一个人的一个例子。
I want to talk about the process now. Now that we know the biblical objective of parenting, let's look together at the process we need to employ in order to achieve that objective.
那么我们如何才能够来达到那个目标呢？让我们来看看这个过程。
There's many different ways that we can try to do the process. I know many people when I grew up in Vancouver that money was a way to meet that objective. I just keep on giving money to my children. We call them astronaut families.
有许多方法可以帮我们达成这个目标。当我在温哥华长大的时候，有很多家庭给他们的孩子金钱，因为给小孩金钱，很多家长认为这样也可以达到这样一个目标。
I would say that money would not be enough, and that we could listen to the wisdom here in the Apostle Paul's words.
其实保罗使徒保罗早就说了
，There were three characteristics we're going to get through one today, and it would be encouragement.
我们来看看鼓励。
Downstairs, Downstairs, Chinese side, can we read this together? We need to encourage our children.
我们要鼓励我们的孩子，鼓励是一个非常好的工具。
Upstairs, because you do have people under your responsibility. Read this together with me. We need to encourage our children. Let's do this all together now.
一起来念。
RCCA,
we need to encourage our children. 我们应当鼓励我们的孩子。
This story is dedicated to Ethan.
这个故事是给伊森的。
Jackie Robinson was the first black man to play Major League Baseball.
职业棒球队里面第一个黑人选手是一个叫 Jackie Robinson 的人。
While breaking baseball's color barrier, he faced jeering crowds in every stadium.
在他之前，只有白人才可以玩棒球，所以他每次出场都得到观众的嘘声。
Now listen to this. Playing in his home stadium.
在他自己的主赛场。
In Brooklyn, he played for Brooklyn.
在布鲁克林。
He committed an error.
他犯了一个错。
His own fans began to yell at him, to ridicule him.
是纽约这里的粉丝团
He stood at second base humiliated.
他站在第二个垒上，感到非常的羞愧。
While the crowd was yelling at him, shortstop Pee Wee Reese came over and stood next to him.
整个一个观众都在取笑他，都在吵都在叫喊他。
He put his arm around Jackie Robinson and faced the crowd.
他的有一个人叫 Reese 就跑到他这里来，他搂着他说。
The fans grew quiet.
然后他周围的观众都安静下来。
Jackie Robinson later said that arm around his shoulder saved his career.
他说 Reese 能够这样帮助我帮助了我整个一个棒球生涯。
The word in our text that is translated encourage is parakaleo. Say that together with me. Parakaleo.
Parakaleo.
It means to stand beside. It means to exhort. It means to come to one's aid.
所以 Pee-wee 这个所以 Reese 这个人他就是跑到他这里来帮助这个黑人 Jackie Robinson 面对这些取笑他的观众，那他就是给了他巨大的鼓舞，所以这里有个词用到就叫 parakaleo。
Don't you like that picture of someone standing beside you, cheering you on?
如果有人能够站在你边上，你是不是也能够感激他呢？
I mean, that's, as a youth minister, as an English minister, that's all I am. Someone asked, during the interview, when the board interviewed me 2 years ago, they said, what is your model in ministry of philosophy of ministry? I said, it's not to be this way. It's actually just to be a coach. I want to come alongside, and I just want to be a coach.To young players.
所以作为一个青少年牧师，我也希望能够像这个 Reese 一样，能够陪伴小孩，给小孩足够的鼓励。
So parents, let me ask us a question. How good are we at encouraging?
家长，让我们扪心自问，我们有没有做到一个很好的鼓励人的家长呢？
Would our children say that we are a good encourager?
我们的小孩会说你是一个会承认我们是一个很好的鼓励人的家长吗？
Did you know that it takes about 10 words of encouragement to undo just one negative comment?
你知道你要是给小孩一个负面的评论的话，你必须说十句好听的才能抹去你这个一句负面的影响。
College and youth, how many wish their parents would encourage parakaleo you?
所以青少年们，你们多少人是希望你的家长能够更多的鼓励你的？
Now parents, how many wish that their children would encourage you?
多少我们家长希望我们的孩子能够反过来鼓励我们自己？
Not just on Mother's Day, which is coming up, and not just on Father's Day, but how many parents?Would wish that their children would parakaleo you.
所以不仅仅是父亲节、母亲节，我们做家长的其实也希望小孩在那些节日以外能够给我们陪伴和鼓励。
And I'm just going to say this directed to upstairs in English. Our parents need encouragement.
我想跟青少年说，我们家长也同样需要鼓励。
They won't admit it, so I'll say it for them.
他们不好意思说，我为他们说。
We need encouragement.
我们也需要鼓励。
And I can see it on your faces right now. Many of you are like, yes. But here's, as soon as I said that, everyone started looking this way. Started looking this way. A lot of people started looking down.
所以我一旦说这个，大家都要低头了。
So I want to close off with some application and some practical ways that we can encourage.
所以我现在想具体的指出我们怎样能够、能够更好的互相鼓励。
Here are four practical and applicational ways.
有四个具体的方法。
First, we encourage with our presence.
第一，我们只要出现就能够、就能够鼓励。
Just being with people is already most of the time encouragement to them.
所以就陪伴你的孩子在一起和
他们在一起。It shows that they are important to us.
你只要、出席了就显示出你
really,
他们对方很
重要。That we care.There's a great example of this in Acts chapter 28, verse 15. Paul had been in prison for over 3 years. He recently survived a shipwreck at sea, and he just arrived in Rome as a prisoner. And unknown to Paul, a bunch of people met him at the seashore. Some fellow Christians who traveled a great distance to be there to meet with him. Luke records these words. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was... What does it say?Encourages.
在这里面有个很好的例子，就是说你的陪伴，你的献身。这个例子就是在《使徒行传》28:15里面，那个使徒保罗经过了一个船的毁灭，和千辛万苦的从那个海洋上到达的陆地。这个时候就有很多的基督徒来到他的面前，给他很多的鼓励，就是这段经文所讲的。
Have you besides Andrew Deng? Have you ever been in a hospital room?
Andrew Deng, 他去年把腿弄坏了。除了 Andrew, 其他人有没有去过医院呢?
Do you know what it feels like when you're in the hospital and someone comes to visit you?
你是不是能够想象一下你如果在医院里有很多人来看你来探望你?
Or what it means for one of our youth to see someone in the stands watching them play or sing or play?
Yeah, 我们的青少年是不是有类似的感受呢?
Number two, we encourage...With our touch.
所以除了你的陪伴和出现以外呢，第二条呢是，请你触摸你的孩子。
There's something very therapeutic about the human touch. Sometimes a hand on the shoulder, or as the Jack and Robin story said, a shoulder to encourage someone stays to show you stand by them.
你稍微搂抱一下小孩，把你的搂揽住他们的肩头，是给小孩巨大的鼓励。
Why do you think Jesus, touch the lepers.
Lepers?
Lepers?
哦，麻风。那个，你们知道为什么耶稣他碰那个麻风病人吗？
He was God, right? He could have spoke it. He would have been healed. But he went the distance and actually touched the lepers.
他完全可以远距离的说几句话，但是呢，他跑到近前碰了那个麻风病人。
There was a bumper sticker when we were driving home on Route 66, and it said this: "Have you hugged your kid today?"
我有一天在汽车上开车的时候，看见我前面的车贴了一个 bumper sticker: "你今天有没有拥抱你的小孩？"
I'm asking you, have you hugged your kid today?
你今天有没有拥抱你的孩子呢？
We got some hugs there. That's good.
那边已经开始拥抱了，非常好。
We encourage with God's word.
我们用神的话语来鼓励我们的孩子。
Our objective in parenting is to make our children live lives worthy of God. And one of the ways we make this happen is in God's word.
我们做父母的目标就是要让我们的孩子获得神国的荣耀。那第三条就是我们要用神的话语来鼓励他们。
As I wrote this, I became convicted of this fact that I do not do this enough.
我必须承认说我没有在这一条上做得很好。
I make the excuse that Grayson is too young.
我常常自己给自己理由说我的儿子 Grayson 太小了。
He doesn't understand enough.
他完全不懂神的话的。
I need to change this because God's word is powerful.
我觉得我应该改变，因为神的话语是有大能的。
It has and can and will accomplish great things.
它完全可以也能够完成巨大的使命和
任务。 So I would like to encourage you.To choose one of these five verses and make it your family memory verse.
所以请允许我建议这五条经文成为你们家庭的经文。
Any one of these five: Jeremiah 29, Ephesians 3, Mark 8, Romans 8.
任何这五条中的一条都可以。
I'll just read one for sake of time. In everything you do, put God first, and He will direct you and crown your efforts with success. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6.
这个是箴言三六 无论你做的什么事，都把神放在第一位。
And lastly, we encourage with our words.
然后呢，我还鼓励大家。
I'll go back. People are taking photos. We encourage with our words, meaning that we don't just forward an email. We don't just take a YouTube story that was about somebody else and encourage it to somebody. That's good, but it's sometimes still needed that we encourage with our own words.
所以有时候呢，我们不仅仅是用别人的话彼此鼓励，我们要用自己的话来彼此鼓励。
I want to spend some time in this section about our words because very often as a pastor, I hear people, especially parents, tell me, "But well, I encourage my children, but they don't take it."
有时候家长跟我说，我完全是鼓励了我小孩了，我为什么小孩不愿意不听我的鼓励呢？
And here, what I'm trying to do is differentiate between praise and encouragement.
让我们来区分一下什么是祷告，什么是鼓励。
Because there really is a difference.
确实是有点区别的。
Kevin Lehman, in his books, Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down.
有一本书是由凯文·黎曼这个人写的，叫就是这个书的名字叫 Bringing Up Kids Without Tearing Them Down， 就是说不要帮助一个小孩成长，而不是来毁掉他们。
And the second one I recommend is Becoming the Parent God Wants You to Be. It talks about the difference between encouragement and praise.
第二本书是这个 Kevin Lehman 写的书是做神让你做的父母。这两本书是我推荐的书。
In the chapter on encouragement and praise, he writes, encouragement is more important than any other aspect of child raising. It is so important that the lack of it can be considered the basic cause of misbehavior. A misbehaving child is a discouraged child. Each child needs continuous encouragement as a plant needs water. He cannot grow and develop and gain a sense of belonging without encouragement.
这段话呢，就是说，一个小孩如果他做错了事了，那就说明这个小孩是没有受到鼓舞的小孩。我们只有鼓舞这个小孩子才能够成长，成为一个健康的人。
So let me start with this. There is obvious discouragement.
有时候我们常常让一个小孩子受到打击。
And parents, sometimes we had a hard day at work, or our kids are being unruly, so we use these as weapons at our disposal.
有时候我们家长白天上班的时候不愉快，回来我们就不由自主的就打击了我们的小孩。
And I use the word carefully, weapons, because in the workplace we have these same weapons which we use sometimes against adults, against people that put pressure on us.
在职场呢，我们常常用一些武器来彼此对付，但是我们常常回家以后也不由自主的继续使用这些武器来对付我们的孩子。
So we can scold our kids, we can criticize our kids, we can give cutting remarks.We can actually end up doing everything for them because it's faster for us.
我们谴责我们的孩子，批评我们的孩子，我们甚至于带他们做所有的事情，因为带他们做比让小孩子做简单多了。
Because it's not up to our standards.
因为小孩做的常常不让我们满意，所以我们索性就带他们做。
And so here's what Lehman says. He says that if we want to be a little, that's obvious. If you want to be subtle at discouraging your kids, you should just keep on praising them.
所以这个就刚才这个作者叫 Kevin Lehman 在他的书里就指出，如果你想要微妙的让你的小孩感觉到受沮丧的话，你就稍微表扬他们一下吧。
Let me illustrate. I'm just going to borrow. This is not a true story, but I'm going to pick on Yongan and Billy. Okay.
我要用永刚和比利的例子
just as point of reference characters. Okay.
来做一下今天的这个例子。
So Yongan comes home from work, he drives up 183, and he goes home into Billy's room.
Yongan 下班从183回来了，然后到家以后就去了 Billy 家。
It's perfectly clean.
Billy 房间非常好。
And so he can actually see the floor, he can see the top of the desk, and he can see that the bed is made.
Yongan 看见这个 Billy 的房间非常好，地上也很干净，床上也很干净。各个地方都非常的完美。
And on top of that, Billy is sitting there with his guitar practicing for Sunday.
更妙的是 ，Billy 是在坐在那里练习他的吉他，来为主日做准备。
So Yongan says, "What a good boy I have in Billy."
所以永刚说，哇，我有 Billy 这样的儿子是多好啊。
I didn't even have to ask you to do this.
我都不需要来要求你做什么事情。
You are the greatest.
你已经做得最好了。
I love you so much for doing this without being told.
哇，我这样的爱你，因为你不需要我来不需要我告诉你怎样做，你都已经做得非常完美了。
Now, see, here's the thing. Culturally, most of us would be like, I'm looking for that. But here's what psychologists say could be wrong with that in the long term.
这个事情看起来好像没有错，但实际上从长远的心理学角度说上，可是也有点问题。
I mean, like, what's wrong with what Yong-gun said? This is a made-up story. He told him he was good. He told him he was the greatest. He told Billy that he loved him.
永刚说的有什么错呢？他说 ，Billy， 你做得很好，你做得非常的完美，我很爱你。这里面说的会有什么不对吗
？But all this was in the language of praise.
但这些都是用一个表扬的口气来说的。
And let me switch it now instead of Billy, because this is a true story from my life.
现在我用换一个人 来做这个例子。
Because when I grew up and I was Billy's age, I interpreted that when my dad would come home busy and I would say, my dad, a very successful and busy pastor, only loves me because I cleaned my room, because I did my homework.
如果我是 Billy 的位置的话，我小时候我就会这样想，我的父亲作为一个非常成功的一个牧师，他从他繁忙的一天的工作中回来，仅仅爱我是因为我做了非常完美的家务和工作。难道我父亲仅仅是在我做了美好的事情以后才爱我吗
？Would he love me as much if I didn't do it？
如果我不做这些事情，我的父亲会爱我吗
？So then, what does it mean then to encourage a child？
所以我们怎么样才是算鼓励我们的孩子呢
？Encouragement does not focus on your children and how wonderful they are, but instead, encouragement centers on what the children need to do and the satisfaction that they get from doing it.
所以这个鼓励小孩呢，不是说小孩做了多好的事情，而是小孩从这个事情本身获得多大的满足。
This room looks great, Billy, and I'll bet that really makes you feel great too.
所以正确的说法是 ，Billy， 这个房间看起来真好，我觉得你把这个房间弄得这么干净，你自己也一定从中获得了巨大的满足。
I'm so glad to see that you're starting to enjoy playing the guitar, Billy.
我真高兴你现在真正开始喜欢弹吉他了，看来吉他给了你很多的乐趣。
So one way to state the difference between praise and encouragement is praise says you're great because you did something. Encouragement says it's great that you did it's great that something was done and I appreciate it.
所以真正的一个鼓励，父母对孩子鼓励，不是说这个孩子你做了一些非常好的事，所以我来鼓励你，而是说，哇，你做了非常好的事情，我非常感谢你能够做这些事情，我能够How do I say appreciate? 我你能够做这些事情，我感觉我为你感到高兴。
I'm gonna pause here, but you can kind of see some of you maybe can do it in your discussions or small groups, but you can see how this has implications because when we use the word worship, we say praise and worship, and some of the way that we've been growing up in praising people is really just flattery.And so when we come to the table and we come to sing songs to God, we're just basically saying, Jesus, you're so awesome, you're so awesome, you're so awesome. But not really going to the deep parts of us saying, Jesus, I really appreciate you.
所以我们不是一个表面的赞美一个人，而是从内心深处感受到神给我们的帮助。
And so encouragement focuses on what the child has done and emphasizes your appreciation. Encouragement causes children to think, I can do it. I am capable. Mom and Dad,Trust me.
所以好的鼓励不是表面的赞美，而是从内心深处对孩子的一个认可，让孩子能够感觉到父母能够这样的爱我，能够做得更好。
You guys can do it. You are capable. We were gone for 2 weeks. We trust you. Let's give them a round of applause one more time.
现在就是 Paul 就去鼓励这些青少年。
College and youth, how many wish that their parents would encourage Paracleo you? College and youth, how many people would like to have more encouragement, people to cheer you on? Raise your hands.
我们的青少年们多少人希望你们的父母能够就像这样的能够。
Parents and the people downstairs, how many people wish that their children would encourage Paracleo you?
父母们，你们有多少人希望孩子们像这样的来鼓励你？
Okay, we'll pause here, and next time we will talk about comforting our children and urging our children to do good and great things. Amen.
我们在这里停一下，下次我们继续来讲剩下的如何劝勉我们的孩子。
Okay, we transition to communion. Please open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians. Thank you, Sister Lay. Let's give her a round of applause. We invite Pastor Song to come to the front.I will begin reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Please join me there as Pastor Song comes to the front. We will read our very familiar verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. Please follow along. For I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord. A man ought to examine himself before he eats of the bread and drinks of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without recognizing the body of the Lord eats and drinks judgment on himself." Let's pray. Jesus, we remember your great sacrifice, and we not only acknowledge it, but God, we just want to say we love you and we appreciate everything you've done for us in the past, in the present, and in the time to come. We especially know this will be our last communion before Easter, and we especially grateful for your ultimate sacrifice. We say this and we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.